Good evening. I want to take this opportunity to welcome the on-campus students and the online students. I want to remind you, there should be a button on that screen for you to sow. You need to attach a seed every time an apostle open up his mouth. And even when he's not here, you need to sow that seed. You are part of an apostolic and prophetic house. We're doing more than training you in book knowledge. You need to learn the laws of the Spirit. And I'm telling you, if you want to receive the maximum from this apostle, then you must attach a seed to it. I'm just trying to help you. I'm Kermit the Frog. I'm just saying. I just want people to know. Y'all know people get nervous about sowing. But I'm telling you, you do not want to miss out on this year. I believe what apostles say. This will be a year like no other. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for our apostle. We thank you for the apostolic call that's upon his life. We thank you for his family. We thank you for his ministry, all of the ministries that he oversees. We thank you that everything that he touches flourishes. Why? Because he is your sent man for this hour, for this season, because he is anointed to do what he's doing. We thank you for him. We thank you for his dedication, his consecration, his sanctification. We're partakers of it, and we appreciate it. Thank you for these students tonight who are here. I ask that the Holy Spirit, who is the true teacher and the only teacher, Holy Spirit, teach us tonight, train us tonight, give us an ear to hear, eye to see, and a heart to believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Chapter number 6, Catching the Waves of Revival. This title talks about the purpose of these manifestations of the Holy Spirit that we covered in chapter number 5. Amen. Amen. So chapter number 6, let's go.
Four ways the manifestation could happen.
This is four ways that the manifestations can happen.
People do it themselves.
Number one, people do what? People do it themselves. Write that down. People do it themselves. Read.
They are consciously or unconsciously self-induced.
People who do it themselves are consciously or unconsciously they produce.
People try to make it happen themselves without any infilling of the Holy Spirit.
And there are people who try to make it themselves without what? Any infilling of the Holy Spirit. That means people try to make it happen without being filled with the Spirit. Are you listening? The movements of the Holy Spirit. We know about being born of the Spirit. But there's another level. And that next level is to be filled with the Spirit. Are you listening? When you are filled with the Spirit, now you're able to start developing and training in the Spirit. If you remember, Jesus did not do anything until he was anointed by God the Holy Spirit. Y'all remember when he was baptized in the River Jordan, Matthew chapter 3, the Bible says when he came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove. And the Bible says it lit upon him and it remained upon him. Are you listening? And John said, and I saw the Spirit descend upon him and remain upon him. And the one who sent me to baptize with the baptism of water to repentance, he told me, upon whom you see the Spirit and whom you see the Spirit descend and remain upon, that's the Son of God. And if you notice in Jesus' earthly ministry, he did nothing. He didn't even go out until he was anointed. So it's important to understand that you can move in your own strength when you don't depend on the Holy Spirit. And it's not too far-fetched to understand that Jesus spoke in tongues. I just thought I should put that out there. Because, you know, well, what happens when we get filled with the Spirit? All right, see, well, Jesus was a man anointed by God. We are men and women anointed by God. God don't have no different rules. Are you listening? Okay, go ahead, sir.
Sometimes people imitate others.
Sometimes people imitate others.
So as to be in the flow of the other supernatural manifestations.
So as to be in the flow of the other supernatural manifestations.
In a meeting.
In a meeting.
While others do it in an attempt to gain attention.
While others do it in an attempt to gain attention.
Or sympathy.
Or sympathy.
Preachers do it to suggestively listeners.
Preachers do it to suggestively listeners. That's people who are easily manipulated. Read.
Preachers desperate to make it happen.
Preachers who are desperate to make it happen. Now, y'all understand what we're talking about, huh? The purpose of these manifestations of the Spirit. Preachers who are desperate to make it happen.
Can manipulate the emotional capacities of people.
They can manipulate the emotional capacity of people.
To produce these manifestations.
To produce these manifestations.
When people get slain by the Spirit.
When people are slain by the Spirit.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
It's a marvelous thing in our eyes to see people who fall out under the power of God. Read.
There are times when people are pushed over.
There are times when people are what? Pushed over. Now see, when you're trying to make it happen, it's one thing to lay your hands on somebody, right? And see a manifestation. It's another thing when you see people just. Why? Because when you operate on your own, you're trying to make people think you're so anointed. You don't have to do that. No, you don't have to do that. Okay? Read, sir.
Sometimes forced down.
Sometimes people are forced down.
Such people do not see any manifestations.
Such people do not see any such manifestations.
When alone or when the meetings are not hyped up.
When they are alone or when the meetings are not hyped up. Go ahead, sir.
Demonic influence.
All right. Demonic influence.
Some of the manifestations of this nature.
Some of the manifestations of this nature.
Happen basically because of the demonic spirits.
They happen basically because of the demonic spirits.
In people.
In people.
Are reacting to the manifested presence of God.
Those demonic spirits within people are reacting to the manifested presence of God. When God show up, the devil act up. That's the truth. We're talking about catching the waves of what? So we're talking about things that happen during the what? Course of revival. When you're participating in a revival, you can expect the devil to show up. All right? But the leader who's in charge is responsible for keeping him in check. And people like to try you. Amen. Amen. And they know who not to try. Amen. Go ahead, read.
When the leaders lack discernment.
When a leader lacks discernment.
These manifestations are allowed full expression.
These manifestations of the demonic presence are allowed full manifestation.
And it dominates the meeting.
And those spirits actually gain control of the meeting.
Demonic manifestations must be quickly brought under subjection to Christ's authority.
They must be quickly brought under the subjection of Christ's authority. Now watch this. God don't do that. Now y'all got quiet. God don't do that. God give you the charge. God told you to cast the devil out. God told you to put him under your feet. Amen. The devil can only do what the leader allow him to do. Did y'all hear that? Now you ready for this? The devil can only do in your house what you allow him to do. Huh? So make up your mind. I have authority over you. I have power to tread upon you, to walk upon you. The Holy Spirit wasn't given to me to make me look cute. He came with power and authority. That's why when Jesus, the Bible said, after he was baptized and the Spirit came upon him, the Bible say immediately the Holy Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. Watch this, to be tempted of the devil. Why? Because the Holy Spirit wasn't afraid of him. That was his training ground. Come on now. Being tempted of the devil 40 days and 40 nights. Isn't that something? Isn't that good training? Go out there with the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, sir.
Divinely inspired.
They're divinely inspired.
The Holy Spirit who filled the human vessels.
The Holy Spirit who fills the human vessels.
On the day of Pentecost.
On the day of Pentecost.
Gave them supernatural utterance.
Gave them, watch this, supernatural utterance. Now that's important, y'all. Let me talk to you. That's important. because you can't teach people to speak in tongues. Are you listening? Now, there are people who may tell you repeat after them and all that stuff, but see, when you're divinely inspired to speak by the Holy Spirit, those people have to develop enough confidence and faith to speak out what God is giving them. Are you listening to me? I've seen people within, look like 10 seconds or so, just break out with a full-blown language. Then I see others who are afraid. Are you listening? But one thing we cannot do, teach people to speak in tongues. Because if we teach people, we take it from being a supernatural utterance, come on now, to what? Natural. Thank you. Go ahead.
The apostle spoke in tongues.
The apostle spoke in tongues.
As the Spirit was divinely inspiring.
As the Spirit was divinely inspiring.
And motivating them from within their hearts.
And motivating them from within their hearts.
Divinely inspired manifestations.
Divinely inspired manifestations.
Come out from an activated spirit.
Divinely inspired utterances come out from an activated spirit. What does that mean? That means a spirit that's activated by the Holy Spirit within it. Go ahead.
The purpose of the Holy Spirit manifestations.
The purpose of the Holy Spirit manifestations.
Several factors can help ease our fears and concerns.
Several factors can ease our fears and our concerns.
About these genuine manifestations.
About these genuine manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
We must examine the teaching under which the manifestations occur.
We must examine the what? The teachings under which the what? Manifestations occur. You got to examine the one who's training you. Y'all know we don't do that in the church. Church folks are gullible. I'm just telling you. Why? Because if you don't pay attention, are you listening? People will slip stuff in on you. Amen. How do you poison a dog? You don't just give him poison. You got to give him a steak. Are you listening? So in the church, amen, you got to pay attention. We have a lot of charismatic leaders. They can sing real good too. Are you listening? But you have to examine their character. Hey, amen. Go ahead.
The leading minister or preacher under whose ministry it is breaking forth.
All right, now you know you got to break that down. So why are you going to do that?
The leading minister or preacher.
The leading minister or preacher.
Under whose ministry it is breaking forth.
Under whose ministry these manifestations are breaking forth.
Can be a guiding factor to determine.
Can be a guiding factor to determine.
The authenticity. Of these miraculous manifestations.
Of these miraculous manifestations. Go ahead, sir.
We must observe the results in the lives.
We must observe the results in the lives
of the people in whom they occur.
And the people in whom they what?
Occur.
You must examine the lives of the people in whom these manifestations occur. Now, it's one thing I can tell you about following Apostle Thompson for all since November 98. He's the real deal. Are you listening? Just to give you a little insight. You see, he shares with us private ministry and public ministry, because ministers like public ministry. But I learned something as a young man playing ball. You play how you practice. I know a lot of people, I don't have to practice. Well, okay, I'm a game time player. Well, you know what happened to them a lot of time? They fade at the end. That's okay. I know. We got some superstars in here. Amen. They don't have to study. They just get up there and let the Holy Spirit lead them. Okay, go ahead.
The type of impact left on these believers.
The type of impact left upon these believers.
In whom the manifestations occurred.
In whom the manifestation occurs.
Is sometimes astounding.
Is sometimes astounding.
God supernaturally allows these signs and wonders.
God supernaturally allows these signs and wonders
to manifest in the lives of these believers.
To manifest in the lives of these believers. Now we're talking about those that are what? Divinely inspired.
These manifestations which may be a blessing.
These manifestations which may be a blessing.
Are no guarantee of any spiritual benefit.
They are no guarantee of any what?
Spiritual benefit.
Oh, they are no guarantee of any what? Oh, I hope y'all learned something just now, because you know what they tell you? Don't get so caught up with the manifestation. Don't camp out with the manifestation. God moves on. Are you listening? Y'all remember I told y'all? Apostle talks about a lot of these things. He ministered in places where people would just start falling like dominoes, just falling out of their seat. Well, he didn't go in every meeting looking for that. That was a manifestation of the Spirit. He can't go in there trying to orchestrate that. It's as the who? Spirit wills. You can't be around all these people talking about they can prophesy on a dime. Are you listening to me? Be careful of people who always want to prophesy to you. And they prophesy ain't working for them. Oh, that's all right now. I'm just telling y'all, look, I am not trying in ministry. Especially when you're dealing with things of the Spirit, we're in an apostolic and prophetic age. We're in the age of the supernatural, and people want to get into the Spirit. And the Bible does talk about all believers should prophesy. Everybody in here, you should desire to prophesy, but not for a show, not to draw attention to yourself. Many individuals who want to prophesy all the time, they want a show. God give them so many words. Amen. I like to give them a word. Clean your house. Well, see, I'm not trying to be funny. That happens in all these little intercessory prayer meetings. They always got somebody, some woman they done jammed up in intercessory prayer. She always don't seem to be the right one. No, they not right. Because in intercessory prayer, you ain't about reading nobody's mail. You're supposed to be praying apostolically what the man of God put you in there to pray about. Amen. Oh, Lord. Amen. Oh, I feel a quiet spirit. I hope it ain't coming from the internet. Go ahead. Read.
Their outcome depends on the kind of impact.
Their outcome depends on the type of impact.
The Holy Spirit has upon our spirits.
The Holy Spirit has upon our spirits.
The purpose of His manifestation is to produce.
The purpose of the Holy Spirit's manifestations is to what? Produce.
Godliness in our character.
To produce, number one, say godliness in our character. See, that's why he's called the Holy Spirit. Because, now watch this now. In order for us to produce godly character, we must allow him to lead us. Are you listening? You can't do this on your own. No, you cannot do this on your own. We need the Holy Spirit, amen, to train us. We need his help. As saved as we are, amen, we have some unrenewed stuff in us. Amen. Lazarus came back from the dead. Amen. Amen. So what are you saying? When we are born again in the new birth, our spirit man is reborn, recreated. Are you listening? But you don't get a new mind. You don't get a new soul. You don't get new emotions and a new will. Come on now. The Bible tells you, you have to do something. What you have to do? You have to be transformed. Huh? By the renewing of your mind. Renewing. You know what it means to renew? It means go back and get the mind you had in God before you got here and got conformed. Before you got conformed. You understand that terminology? Huh? Conform means somebody was conning you to think a certain way. Renew means go back and get the mind God gave you. Can I put it to you simply? Get that pure mind you had when you was a child. Y'all ain't talking to me. Because before, can I talk to you? Huh? Do y'all know we teach our children to fear? Children ain't afraid. Oh, girl, you're going to fall out the chair. That child is a ballerina. That child made the flip. Y'all ain't talking to me. Y'all have seen them. Y'all seen kids do flips. You go, oh, I know. I know I had one in my own house. Yeah, she would climb out of her eating chair. Yeah, just slide right on out, our high chair. Just slide right on, slide down. Paid us no attention. But we, girl, you're going to hurt yourself. Well, she never did. Are you listening? I would throw her up in the air, catch her, tell her, kick her legs. Why? You know why she didn't have no fear? She trusted me, and I never dropped her. Ah, but if you drop her, she going to fear. She ain't going up kicking no more. She going up screaming. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead, read.
A change of life and lifestyle.
A change of life and lifestyle.
Expressing a greater Christ-likeness in us.
Expressing a greater, watch this term, Christ-likeness in us.
Sensitivity to the Holy Spirit's working.
Sensitivity, we develop sensitivity to the Holy Spirit's working.
People are learning to yield to the Holy Spirit and to His workings.
People are learning to yield to the Holy Spirit and to His workings.
When there's a genuine response of giving.
When there's a genuine response of giving.
The Holy Spirit full expression and liberty.
The Holy Spirit's full expression and liberty.
This is the day of His power and the Holy Spirit.
This is the day of His power in the Holy Spirit.
Is training us in the Spirit to flow with Him.
The Holy Spirit is training us to flow what? Flow with Him. Now, y'all know what that is, right? That's Romans 8:14. Now, you hear this terminology from people all the time. I'm the Son of God. I'm a daughter of the living God. Well, there are qualifications. There are things that qualify you. See, unfortunately, we teach the new birth so strong that we don't go no farther. Can I give you an example? I have a son. Yeah, I have one son. I don't have no more running around out here. One son. Are you listening? I'm not criticizing, just making a statement. I have one son. But he was born to me as my what? Firstborn son, right? Now, but do you know I cannot give him away until he become a son? I see, I know, okay. God made no announcement concerning Jesus until the day he was baptized in the River Jordan. Study your Bible. You want to know why? Because the Bible says in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It was after Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan and he came up out of the water. The Bible says, lo, the heavens open. And what? The Spirit descended. And a voice came saying what? This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Have y'all studied your Bible? He ain't did nothing yet. He didn't do no miracles yet. But God say, this is my beloved son in whom I'm what? Well pleased. You want to know why? Because he was anointed by the Holy Spirit and he now was qualified to be led. Because immediately the Spirit led him. He followed. And the Bible says he returned in the power of the Spirit. Now, come on now. We have a lot of people go out talking about their sons, but you ain't sons and daughters till you can manifest your daddy. Till you can manifest your daddy. Are you listening? God don't have no weaklings. God have no inferior people attached to him. Are you listening to me? Do you understand who we are? We're not only born of the Spirit, we have access to be filled with the Spirit. But after you're born of the Spirit and filled with the Spirit, you still got to be led by the Spirit. In order to be led by the Spirit, that means you got to put down your academia. This is not based upon intellect. This is not based upon how much education you received. Secularly, it's how addicted you are to praying in the Spirit, how addicted you are to giving yourself to the Word of God, and how addictive following God's wisdom is to you. Now, Yeah, that's the truth, y'all. It's, if you're not addicted, you must be, especially ministers, you got to be addicted. You know, my brother right there, he can tell you, one of the things my wife and they always say, all he won't talk about is the Bible. Well, I'll talk about football and basketball, but somewhere along the line, I got a curveball coming. I'm about to shoot a three. Because somewhere along, I'm going to slip one in on you. Amen. I'll use the Lion King to preach to you if I have to. Go ahead, sir.
Knowledge of his will and purpose in our lives.
Knowledge of his will and purpose in our lives.
God's requirement and his desires.
God's requirements and his desires.
For individuals are given during these times.
For individuals are given during this time. Go ahead, sir.
Conviction of sins and wrong attitudes.
Conviction of sins and wrong attitudes.
Are exposed within their own hearts.
Are exposed within their own hearts. Now, that's some good stuff right there. Watch what I'm about to say. It's nothing like when the Holy Spirit convicts you. See, people will condemn you, but the Holy Spirit convicts you. Conviction is not condemnation. Because God didn't send the Holy Spirit to condemn us. He will convince and convict. Are you listening? But he was never sent to condemn. Mm-hmm. Condemnation is a result of your own spirit. Amen. Not from God. Uh-huh. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. God cannot condemn what he clean. And God don't look at you the way you think. God put you in Christ so he don't have to look at you. Now, see, y'all ain't gonna like this, but your heart ain't pretty. They got some, your colon is not nice looking. I'm trying to help you now. That's why they had hidden parts hidden in the body, but necessary. God put us in Christ. I hope I'm helping you. Cousin Peter was in Christ. Y'all ain't talking now. Mm-hmm. No, let me go. Y'all don't cuss up here. Nobody online cuss. I know better. I said I know better. Because when people get mad and the pastor not around, there are some things they say that ain't pastoral. Go ahead, read, sir.
Number four, an expression of his presence and power.
Number four, an expression of his presence and power.
In and through our physical body.
In and through our physical body.
When we see the manifestation and the full expression.
When we see the manifestation and the full expression.
Of it in the body of others.
Of it in the body of others.
It releases an awesome consciousness.
It releases an awesome consciousness.
Of his power and glory.
Of God's power and God's glory.
God uses the human body to display his power.
God uses the human body to do what? Display his power. Go ahead.
Number five.
Go ahead.
An evidence of clarity of his message.
The evidence of the clarity of his message.
To the church in this present time.
To the church in this present time.
Manifestations are a sign.
Manifestations are a sign.
And they point out to something ahead.
And they point us to something ahead.
And in the future.
And in the future.
They give us an understanding of what God is doing.
They give us an understanding of what God is doing.
Today and prepares our heart.
Doing today and it prepares our heart.
And mind for the future.
And our mind for the future. Chapter 7. Let's go.
Keeping manifestation a spiritual experience.
Keeping manifestations a spiritual experience.
A revival is full of divine manifestations.
A revival is full of divine manifestations.
These experiences, which are supernatural.
These experiences, which are supernatural.
In nature.
In nature.
Can explain away.
Can explain away.
By human reasoning.
By human reasoning.
Are being contaminated by human error.
Are being contaminated by human error. In other words, sometimes people try to explain away what God is doing. Go ahead.
We need to also prevent the flesh from contaminating.
We need to also prevent the flesh from contaminating it.
And from obviously riding on the new wave.
And from obviously riding on the new wave.
For self-gratification.
For self-gratification. Go ahead, sir.
Keeping revival manifestations.
Keeping revival manifestations.
As a genuine spiritual experience.
As a genuine spiritual experience.
Proper and adequate leadership.
Proper and adequate leadership.
God always moves through the structure of delegated authority.
God always moves, watch this, through the structure of delegated authority. That's where the church fails. Delegated authority. If apostle appoints someone, it's apostle speaking. That's the true meaning of delegated authority. We cannot take what apostles say and then reject when he sends somebody to you.
Amen.
I respect Dr. Thompson, Dr. Montrell Thompson, Reverend Darnell Thompson, Reverend Shauna Thompson, Chantel Thompson, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Shauna Jackson. Y'all, do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you understand? I'm 58 years old, but when they tell me something, it's as though apostle said it. And when you don't operate like that, you are about to set yourself up for a downfall in ministry. They have people, I missed one, Mrs. Carolyn Thompson. Hello, somebody. I'm just trying to help you. Because it does not matter. One voice. They have his heart. They are his delegated authority. The apostles were Jesus' delegated authority. If you can't hear them, you can't hear him. Go ahead, sir.
Whom he have chosen.
Whom he have chosen. Watch that clock back there, sir.
We must look for divinely delegated authority.
We must look for divinely delegated authority.
Who are presenting being used by God.
Who are presented being used by God.
Some of the present delegated leadership.
Some of the present delegated leadership.
May be bypassed.
May be bypassed.
A sidestep.
A sidestep.
Doing a revival.
Doing a revival.
But we must recognize and stay in subjection.
But we must recognize and stay in subjection.
To the key players.
To the key players.
Of a new move in God.
Of a new move in God.
Those who are leading the move must provide adequate leadership.
Those who are leading the move must provide adequate leadership.
To contain.
To contain.
Propagate.
Propagate.
And watch over it so that it gains.
And watch over it so that it gains credibility.
And momentum.
And momentum.
Leadership must be trainers of the Spirit.
Leadership must be trainers of the Spirit.
Only those trained in the Spirit.
Only those who are trained in the Spirit.
Can lead others into the move of the Spirit.
Can lead others into the move of the Spirit. Training is important. Go ahead.
Training in the Spirit has to do with teaching men.
Training in the Spirit has to do with teaching men.
To effectively ride the smaller waves.
To effectively ride the smaller waves.
In anticipation of the big ones.
In anticipation of the big waves.
Soon coming their way.
That is soon to come our way.
The school of the prophet.
The school of the prophets.
Type of training is a prototype.
Is the school of the prophets training is a type of prototype.
Forerunner.
A forerunner.
Without which we can never adequately.
Without which we can never adequately.
Train men in the spirit realm.
Train men in the spirit realm. Simply put, you need a man trained in the spirit to train you. That's why apostle is a true father. This school is not developed so you can have a bunch of book knowledge. It was developed so you can see the Spirit of God descend upon him and how he flows and functions and moves, watch this, in conjunction with the Holy Spirit. He said the success to his ministry has been his ability to flow with the Holy Spirit. That's true success because the Holy Spirit only has God's agenda at hand. See, when we think ministry is about us and not about God, we can't get it done. Go ahead, sir.
Trainers must be prophetic.
Trainers must be prophetic.
We need to know what type of conditions.
We need to know what type of conditions.
Will prevail in the future.
Would prevail in the future.
And what our men and women.
And what our men and women.
Are going to be subjected to.
Are going to be subjected to.
Those who talk about revival without preparing men.
Those who talk about revivals without preparing men.
To provide adequate leadership.
To provide adequate leadership.
Will only see the revival gradually die.
Will only see the revival gradually die. That's why so many denominations get locked and can't go forward in God. If you're still teaching the same thing 30 years later, are you listening to me? Ain't no growth in that. Because God is constantly what? Unfolding himself. Are you listening? That means the revelation you had last year, God building on that too.
Trainers must be master builders.
Trainers must be master builders.
In the spirit realm.
In the spirit realm.
All trainers must prepare a conducive.
All trainers must prepare a conducive.
Atmosphere to change men.
Atmosphere so that men's lives can be changed.
Trainers must be able to work with the spirit.
Trainers must be able to work with the spirit.
To create such an environment of faith.
To create such an environment of faith.
And spiritual saturation.
And spiritual saturation.
Trainers reproduce by impartation.
Trainers can only reproduce by impartation. In other words, if I haven't received nothing, I can't impart it to you. Did you hear that? Apostle cannot impart what he haven't first received. He must be the first partaker of that which he gonna give to me. All that Jesus began both to do and teach. We live in a generation that want to teach and don't do. But hold up now. Don't get the tripping on that statement. Because there are a lot of people will tell you, well, you can't follow this. Jesus said, watch what Jesus said. Do what the Pharisees say do, but don't do like they do. There you go. See, because some of y'all get the tripping. If they're not doing it, they're going to be judged for it. You do it. If it's the word. What you got?
All trainers must have a spiritual agenda.
All trainers must have a spiritual agenda.
Of the type of men they want their trainees.
Of the type of men of that they want their trainees.
To be and work towards.
To be and to work towards.
It without compromise.
To work towards it without compromise.
We are not just to produce leaders.
We're not just to produce leaders.
But to reproduce them.
But to reproduce them.
Impartation and spiritual fathering.
Impartation and spiritual fathering.
Is the only way to accomplish this spiritual agenda.
Is the only way to accomplish this spiritual agenda.
All trainers must allow room for failure in the training center.
All trainers must allow for failure in the training center.
But not in the battlefield.
But not on the battlefield.
This helps them gain confidence.
This helps them to gain confidence
in their own leadership.
In their own leadership.
While becoming accustomed to the Holy Spirit.
While becoming accustomed to the Holy Spirit's
move and flow.
Move and flow.
Only trained soldiers.
Only trained soldiers.
Survive the heat of the battle.
Can survive the heat of the battle.
Having knowledge of what to do.
Having knowledge of what to do.
In the intensity of the battle guards.
In the intensity of the battle guards.
Our life from death.
Our life from death. Now that's important stuff right there. How much time they got?
Cut time.
I thought so. You about to get me in trouble. All right, y'all.